than 10 minutes away from first pitch in this three-game series between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two teams that have seen each other a dozen times already this year. These will be the final triad of meetings. Kannapolis absolutely one-sided, taking 5 out of 6 the last time these two teams met, as the Cannonballers used pristine defense, phenomenal pitching, and an onslaught of offense to steamroll their way to a first-half victory in the Carolina League South Division. Kannapolis absolutely rolling over the Green Jackets, but when these two teams met here in Kannapolis, that was in the first week of the season, and each team won 3 out of 6. Kannapolis won the first 3, the Green Jackets won the back half, and Augusta comes out of the break rested, rejuvenated, and a very much new-look organization. There have been a lot of moves this week, and there are a lot of room for excitement up and down this lineup. If you weren't tuned in to the social media or the rumblings that were going on during the break, the Green Jackets made a trio of promotions up north from the FCL, and they have all room for excitement top to bottom. Luis Guanipa, John Heal, and Junior Garcia, who will hit top 3 in the order tonight, all of whom have had above average to phenomenal production in their first season in the Florida Complex League, have made their way to Augusta. All 3 are liable to be found at various points in the midseason updates across various organizations and publications for the Braves' top 30 prospects. Guanipa in the preseason was the highest regarded of those 3. He was the preseason number 8 on MLB Pipeline. None of the top 3 in that order are older than 19. There is nothing but youth at the top of this order. And when you start to bring in that level of talent for an offense that has struggled to be towards the bottom in nearly every offensive category across the Carolina League, Green Jackets are still within shouting distance of the top spot in the second half, and Augusta has to feel good about the way that they've moved up. Now, no victory without sacrifice. No promotion comes without demotion. The Green Jackets saying goodbye to some power presence in Jeremy Celedonio and P.O. Boucher. And a bit of a surprise going with the third transaction, as Robert Gonzalez, who's been on the roster since opening day, and it really started to turn the corner. He was hitting .348 in the month of July, has made his way back to the FCL. Gonzalez still just 19. That is certainly not the last we'll see of him over the course of his young career. But Robert is definitely a hole that will need to be filled. You do not know for certain what you're going to get out of Guanipa, Gill, and Garcia. But out of that trio, there are a lot of room for excitement because there is a unique combination of power, speed, and contact really up and down each of their profiles. On the Kannapolis side, they've been able to take their foot off the gas just a little bit in the second half. It has not been the same team that dominated and had the best record in all of the Carolina League in the first. But they've already clinched their playoff spot, and despite being 9-12 in the second half, the Cannonballers have been able to brave both a rash of injuries, promotions, and a combination of the two to make their way here. And they will have to do so this week with a change in leadership. As manager Pat Leland is AWOL for this week, understandably so, as his father is getting inducted into Cooperstown. Jim Leland more than earning that right. But so that changes who you see in the skipper's position. It'll be Mike Gellinger, who is the bench coach for the Arizona Complex League and in his 37th season in the White Sox organization. So you have a lot of room for experience in this dugout, and Kannapolis is looking to right the ship. No matter what happens this week, the Cannonballers have guaranteed that they will clinch the season series, but the Green Jackets trying to continue what they did the last 3 games they played here at Atrium Health Ballpark and continue their winning ways after finalizing the first half before the break with a 5-3 victory over Fayetteville. Two teams ready to take the field, and now we will send it down field side for the playing of the national anthem. Green Jackets at the start of a 9-game road trip with new faces abound, sending Rolando Gutierrez to the mound, and we'll get into the pitching matchup on the other side.
Thank you.
And with that, baseball is back after a few days away for the All-Star Game, the Home Run Derby, and the 2024 MLB Draft. The Green Jackets have a series of new looks and take their talents to Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis for a three-game set with the Cannonballers. My name is Noah Adcock. How's Green Jackets coming off a series split against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers? So a variety of arms step up, a lot of new looks in the rotation. They'll go with that on the back half. Rolando Gutierrez makes his first start. But the Green Jackets today, the story is all about the offense. As we take a look at the lineup for Winston Sawyer, at the top, it's nothing but new faces. Luis Guanipa in center, John Heal at short, and Junior Garcia in right. 1, 2, 3, all making their Green Jacket debuts after being promoted this morning. Isaiah Drake will hit fourth and play left field. It's the first time he's done anything but lead off this season and played anywhere in the field other than center. Will Verdung down to the five spot, hitting first. Cade Kern, the DH, Luis Sanchez at third, Cam McGee's at second, and the red-hot catcher Jacob Godman rounds out the order. On the other side for the Cannonballers, it's a 21-year-old righty, Aldrin Batista, who's been a mainstay in this rotation since opening weekend. Batista is making his 15th start of the year, 7-4 with a 3.62 ERA, 78 Ks in under 70 innings, and Batista has positively dominated the Green Jackets through a pair of starts. 2-0 against Augusta, 11 innings, just 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, but 14 Ks, including 5 1/3 one-hit innings at this ballpark back at the beginning of April. We're going to get right into the action and right into the debut as Luis Guanipa will lead off, the center fielder against Batista on an overcast afternoon at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appear to be right on time. Jackets in their road grays, Cannonballers in the home whites. Classic uniform matchup, and Batista gets us started. First pitch fastball catches the outside at 7-0-1 on the dot. Right on right matchup to start. Guanipa slightly closed from the right side. Batista working quickly and misses off the outside corner. Four-seam, two-seam slider and changeup for the right-hander. Batista steps way back off the rubber and ready to go. Breaking ball is throttled out to center field. Aguero drifting back with plenty of space in the cavernous center field, and Guanipa's debut begins with a line out to center. John Heal will step in the shortstop. Back-to-back righties against the righty Batista. Take a look at the defense for the Cannonballers. Riku Nishida, Alvaro Aguero, and George Wolko across the outfield. Arxie Hernandez at third, Wilbur Sanchez at short, Javier Mora at second. First pitch inside to Heal gets us going. Over at first base, it's Yonaker Betancourt, and behind the plate, it's Luis Pineda. 1-0 pitch to Heal misses inside, so back-to-back off the corners. Batista, usually good command numbers, will work in the low 90s. Gets good movement on nearly everything he throws. Heal ahead 2-0, good combination of patience and speed at the plate. Takes to the top of the zone for a called strike one. Between Guanipa, Heal, and Garcia, there's a lot of room for excitement, and there's a lot of eyes on Augusta this week. The offense has gotten a major spark here at the back end. Heal waves at the breaking ball 2-2. FCL can be a bit more of a hitter-friendly environment. Now you come to the single-A level, you're going to see more movement on everything, a bit more dynamic pitching. Batista the 2-2. Slider has Heal lunging, but he's able to nub it straight back foul. Out in front of the breaking ball, but lives to see at least one more. Heal was hitting 286 with 3 homers and 12 extra base hits for the FCL Braves. He was a mainstay at short, played a little bit of second as well. Sixth pitch of the at-bat, fastball, a big chopper to the third base side. Going to be a tough play for Batista, and he does not have enough time. It's an infield single. A Baltimore chop right in front of the plate on the well-watered dirt around home. And Heal beats it out for his first Green Jackets hit. And Heal can positively fly. John went 26 of 32, stealing in the FCL. Pineda's got decent numbers behind the plate in terms of catching runners, and we'll see how aggressive Heal wants to be early. Manager Winston Sawyer in the third base coaching box loves to get his runners going quickly. Picking over, checking on the runner, and he's out. So Heal got way too aggressive, way too quickly, stumbling into his lead, is picked off. Heal is erased as soon as he gets on. And so that takes a bit of glimmer out of the first. Two out, nobody aboard for Junior Garcia. He'll take the breaking ball low and inside. Heel was thinking about going. Everybody in the ballpark could tell him. Batista with a quick snap throw knocks him off the bases. 1-0 to Garcia has popped up a mile high behind second. Shortstop Sanchez drifting out, nearly runs into the center fielder, but Aguero lets him have it. And with the pickoff erasing the single, it's a 1-2-3 first for Aldrin Batista. Rolando Gutierrez taking the hill for the Green Jackets, making his first start of 2024 when we return.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Rolando Gutierrez not used to getting the starting nod. He's been stretched out in previous seasons, but all eight appearances this year across two levels have come out of the bullpen. He'll start off with the lefty Riku Nishida, one of just two southpaws against him. Wilbur Sanchez, Arxie Hernandez, and Yonaker Betancourt go 2-3-4. Pineda, Wolkow, Asian Mora, and Aguero round out the order. Riku Nishida, one of the most pesky hitters in this league, will start off from the lefty batter's box. Gutierrez misses outside to get going. Rolando sinker, slider, and change up from a low three-quarter slot and a crossbody delivery. Has great numbers against lefties, struggles with righties, and centers up on the taking Nishida 1-1. Fastball be anywhere from 86 to 91 for Rolando Gutierrez. Slider in the low 80s to mid-70s. Fastball in the outer half, 1-2. Nishida nodding his head back and forth, not thrilled with the call. Out in front early for Gutierrez. Nishida will use his timeout. Riku leading the Carolina League in hits, walks, runs, and on-base percentage. He was a real thorn in the side of the Green Jackets when these two teams last saw each other. And for a team that won 5 out of 6, the Cannonballers didn't exactly have many offensive pieces that weren't red hot. Gutierrez stutters home with a delivery, bit of a hesitation pitch, and the sinker's inside. Had Nishida stayed put, he would have gotten drilled in the knees. Riku backs away 2-2 on the leadoff man. Infield shifted to pull. Nishida always goes to the opposite side, it seems, and he'll do that again against the shift and into left for a base hit. Nishida sprinting around first will stop there. A quick throw in. Gets away from the second baseman, McGee, and out of play entirely. Nishida's going to get to go all the way to third as Isaiah Drake, who's playing left for the first time, overthrew everybody. It skittered under the glove of McGee, and neither Verdung, the first baseman, nor Gutierrez, the pitcher, could make the play. Nishida just puts balls in play, and good things seem to happen. Creates chaos on the bases, and the Green Jackets already have seated a leadoff man on. 90 feet away from a 1-0 lead, this feels disturbingly similar to what Nishida continued to do time and again when these two teams saw each other in May. Wilbur Sanchez digs in from the right side. Gutierrez, first pitch out of the stretch, is down the middle for a called strike one. Good arm side run on the sinker. Slider and change up to boot. Corners halfway, middle back. First pitch to Sanchez, waved at, nothing in two. Sanchez 230 on the year, 4 homers and 25 RBIs. Good speed at third, decent speed at the plate as well. Green Jacket infield has a new look. So does the outfield. Everything has warped a tad. Drake, Guanipa, and Garcia in the outfield. Sanchez and Verdung on the corners. Heel and McGee up the middle as John Gill takes shortstop for the first time. And Godman behind the plate. 0-2 to Wilbur Sanchez. Slider bounces in. Knocked down on the backhand by Godman. Nishida's about a third of the way down the line between third and home on his secondary. It's a very pesky style of play. Just an absolute irritant on the bases and at the plate. Went backside right on cue and took advantage of an error. 1-2 slider. Sanchez waves at it for strike three, chasing in the dirt and careening across the width of the plate. Sanchez is strike one for Rolando Gutierrez. Nishida, third one out for Arxie Hernandez, the high-powered third baseman. Only left the yard a couple times this year, but a lot of gap-to-gap strength, has 37 RBIs on the campaign. Slider below the knees, ball one. Infield in the extreme pull shift, McGee up the middle, heel deep in the five hole, and Sanchez guarding the line. Fastball low and in, ball two. Rolando's gone up to four innings this season. His career high is six. That came in August of last year. He was used as a starter primarily in the Complex League in 2023. Nothing but a reliever this summer. Off-speed down low, ball three. 3-0 on Arxie Hernandez. A single, an error, and a strikeout to start off for Rolando Gutierrez. 3-0 to Hernandez. Got the green light and lofts it down the right field line. Hooking towards the corner, it's out of play, off the umbrella, and back onto the field. Hernandez a tad late and a little bit underneath the running fastball. Still ahead in the count, 3-1. A rapidly paced top of the first for Aldrin Batista, and the Cannonballers immediately have an opportunity to take the lead. Junior Garcia trying to run that baseball down. It came back onto the field of play. There's a couple different pieces of debris off that way. Infield is back all the way around. Will Verdung, the shallowest of the foursome, about halfway between each set of grass. 3-1 to Hernandez is nubbed into shallow right field. Garcia charging, makes the catch. Nishida will tag. Garcia's strong throw to the plate, not in time. And Nishida scores on the sack fly. Errors have cost the Green Jackets time and again this season, and nobody makes you pay the way Nishida and the Cannonballers do. Drake's third error of the summer, allowing Riku Nishida to go first to third, and he's come home two batters later. Kannapolis up 1-0 in the first. In each of the six games played between Augusta and Fayetteville prior to the All-Star break, the team that scored first won the game. First pitch fastball at the top of the zone, called a strike on Yonaker Betancourt. Returning for his second stint in the White Sox organization, he was signed just a couple weeks ago and brought down here from Double A just this morning. Slider low and in, 1-1 on Betancourt. Righty against lefty. The only two southpaws against the lefty Gutierrez are the leadoff man Nishida and the man who's in the hole, George Wolko. Betancourt fouls it off the mask of Godman, 1-2. Long swing for Betancourt, who's at first base tonight. Listed as a catcher on the roster, one of three available for the Cannonballers, along with Luis Pineda and Ronnie Hernandez. Gutierrez trying to leave it at a one-run deficit. Cued into shallow right field by Betancourt. Cam McGee drifting onto the grass makes the two-handed catch. A leadoff single and an E7 on the same play. The Cannonballers get an unearned run to take a 1-0 lead after the first.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Yeah, yeah. Saddling up and chasing down
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Aldrin Batista allowed an infield single, but then picked off the runner without throwing a second pitch. A 1-2-3 first in what he hopes to be a big-time bounce-back outing after a rare rough one last time out against the Pelicans. Batista went 5 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 4 home runs. More home runs given up in that ball game than the other 13 combined for Batista against a very up-and-down offense in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Isaiah Drake leading off the top of the second, hitting cleanup for the first time in his pro career. Lefty on righty to start, and Drake takes the fastball inside. Isaiah 4 for 19 against Fayetteville. 13 of his 15 recorded outs came via the strikeout. Also walked half a dozen times. Drake ladles one into shallow center. Aguero started back. Now comes charging in for out number one. Both frames against the righty Batista so far have begun with a line out to center field. And this new-look green jacket lineup continues to roll on as Will Verdung steps in. It's been a tale of 2 months in the second half of the season for Verdung, who's trying to reactivate in the month of July. Slider outside. Verdung 1 for 28 in the month of July. Fastball below the knees, ball two. This comes after a 30-game on-base streak for Verdung. He got on in every game he played in the month of June. Ahead 2-0 on Batista, who steps back, spins, and deals. Soft chopper towards third, runs foul before it can be picked up by Arxie Hernandez. We've seen Verdung start to expand a little bit at the plate. You could see at the end of the Fayetteville series, he was beginning to press just a tad. Trying to break out of the 1 for 32. Fastball outside. Verdung has continued to run up his walk count. He leads the team in free passes with 46. So at least that portion of the game does not revolve around concern. Slider softly hit towards third once again and picked up just as it goes foul by Hernandez. Pair of sliders nub foul by Verdung. The count has gone full 3-2 with one out in the second. Annapolis scoring in the first inning. A leadoff single from Riku Nishida, who then advanced to third on the same play as Isaiah Drake overshot second base. And it hopped underneath the mitt of Cam McGee, got past the backup in Verdung, and rolled all the way into the Cannonballer dugout. Arxie Hernandez got the RBI to bring Nishida home on a sac fly. Verdung with a full count against Batista. Payoff pitch from the righty. Popped up foul, out of play. Solid Friday night crowd braving the overcast skies. A few rain showers in the forecast. And already a little bit of water starting to come down here as we get going in the second. Pitch number 7 from Batista. Line foul once more. One thing we've been able to say consistently about Verdung this season is he does not give it bats away for free. Got ahead 3-1. Batista ran the count full and back-to-back foul ball, so he's seen at least 8 pitches, counting the one coming here. And it's absolutely crushed way back to left field, and that ball is long gone. Will Verdung silenced the entire stadium with a moonshot over the berm in left, and that's how you break out in a big way. Breaking ball on the inner half, 391 the distance, 103 off the bat. We're tied at 1 on Verdung's second of the summer. Green Jackets have not shown off the power away from home very often. 19 of 31, home runs have come at home. Cade Kern steps in. First pitch swinging, line drive out to right field. George Wolko leaning back makes the catch in front of the track. Kern disposed of on one pitch. Will Verdung, we're not talking about the slump anymore. After 0 for 18 last week, he's 1 for 1 against Kannapolis, and he ties the game with a long ball. Green Jackets had two home runs on the week they played at Atrium Health back in April. Cade Kern had one of those two. Here's Luis Sanchez. Sanchez takes a fastball at the top of the zone. Luis over at third today has split his time between second and third this season. Hitting sixth for the seventh time this year. Spent a lot of time at the top three of the order. Fastball outside, 1-1. Frank Jones is your home plate umpire. Richie Arredondo was supposed to be in the field. That is not him, so we're trying to figure out who has the field today. Fastball upstairs at 94, ball two on Sanchez. Luis 7 for 22 with a couple RBIs. Had a hit in all but one game he played against Fayetteville. Ahead 2-1. Spun softly to second base. Off the end of the bat, Mora waits back for the second hop and disposes of Sanchez. Green Jackets get their second hit and first run here in the second. Will Verdung with a long fly ball for his second home run of the season.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Second. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Absolutely.
Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
1-1 ball game entering the bottom of the second. Cannonball has got a sack fly in the bottom of the first. Green Jackets answering with a Will Verdung solo shot to tie it up. Luis Pineda leading off the bottom half of inning number two against Rolando Gutierrez. Four-day All-Star break means just about every arm on both rosters is available. Pineda first pitch swinging on the ground to shortstop. First chance at the level for Hill, and he makes the play for out number one. Force Verdung to stretch just a little bit, but John Heal makes it look easy. Pineda retired on one pitch. And for the first time this season, the Green Jackets get a chance to take a look at George Wolko. Seventh round pick in last year's draft, is one of the top 20 prospects in the White Sox organization, one of a handful of top 30 guys on this roster. He takes a slider down the center for a called strike. Intense power for Wolko. A quick pitch there from Gutierrez. Gets Wolko looking on the slider, nothing in two. Have to mess with your timing against the powerful lefty. Wolko in right today, 8 homers in 34 games. Now a hesitation from Gutierrez, and he bounces in the off-speed for ball one. Wolko was pulled away from a South Carolina commitment, and all he's done is impress since signing. Slider in the dirt, 2-2. The one knock on Wolko, who has a mammoth 6'7 frame from the left side, has been the length of that swing that leads to some swing and miss. Does have 63 strikeouts in 34 games. And has been much better right on left. 2-2, another off-speed, fifth in a row, and Gutierrez bounces it in once more. Wolko has refused to chase on each of the last three. Gutierrez to the belt. 3-2 tipped into the mitt for strike three. Went to the sinker for the first time this AB. And Wolkia was the second strikeout victim for Rolando Gutierrez. Two up, two down in the second. Rolando looking for his first scoreless inning in a pair of tries. He'll face down Albertson Asian. Asian, the DH today, a late addition to the lineup, sees a sinker outside for ball one. Was originally supposed to be Drake Logan hitting seventh and being the DH. He was scratched, and in comes Asian, hitting 234 on the year. Pops the fastball straight back, 1-1. Sinker has been 86-88 so far today for Gutierrez. Slider in the upper 70s and very tight. It's had more depth than we usually see from the lefty. 1-1, cracked to shortstop, bobbled into the hand by Heel. Fires over to first. Did he make the adjustment? Yes, he did. Ball was hammered on the ground to Heel. He knocked it off the palm of his mitt. Popped it into the bare hand and finds Verdung. Two ground outs and a strikeout in a 1-2-3 second for Rolando Gutierrez. It's 1-1 after two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Green Jackets tied it up in the top of the second, looking for their first lead in the series opener. Back to work goes Batista. Aldrin Batista's allowed a hit in each inning, an infield single, and a long solo shot from Will Verdung that's accounted for the only run of Augusta's night. Cam McGee leading off. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Green Jackets. Godman and Guanipa behind him. McGee first pitch swinging, a soft line drive to short and handled by Sanchez. One pitch, one out. A lot of line drives for the Green Jackets against Aldrin Batista to start off the night. Some harder hit than others. McGee got jammed a little bit. Sanchez taking just a couple steps in to make a routine play. Ninth man to hit in the order is Jacob Godman. Catcher out of Oral Roberts, who's had a great second half of the season. You'll see the first pitch below the knees for ball one. Between Godman and Harry Owen, the Green Jackets catching tandem has stepped up the offense in a big way as of late. Godman swings through the sinking fastball 1-1. Owen and Godman a combined 8-for-20 last week and on base 14 out of 26 tries. 1-1 from Batista. The slider popped up into shallow center. Aguero coming in, Wolko coming over. It's the center fielder Aguero to put the second out away. Two up, two down in the third as once again Batista looks to bounce back. Only legitimate blemish is the solo shot. Luis Guanipa led off the game with a line out to center field. And in his first single-A ball game, he steps in for a second look at Aldrin Batista. First pitch slider, waved through by Guanipa for strike one. The breaking balls tend to be the biggest difference that comes when you make that jump from the FCL to full-season baseball. 0-1 fastball tipped into the mitt by Guanipa, nothing and two. Breaking balls have sweep and depth. They're a bit sharper, a bit harder to pick up on. That's what Guanipa is learning. 0-2, target away. Fastball cracked into center field. Aguero on his horse, and he's able to make the catch. Goes into a slide to take away extra bases from Luis Guanipa. A heck of a swing to even barrel up the high fastball, but it's all for naught. Guanipa 0 for 2 with a couple hard hit balls, and it's still 1-1 halfway through the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake.
Rolando Gutierrez is coming off an outing where he went a season-high 4 innings in a losing effort against Fayetteville. Took a no decision, but performed very admirably, getting his first start at the single-A level and first overall in 2024. He enters the bottom of the third, where he'll see 8-9-1, led by Javier Mora. Right on left to start off, and the second baseman sees a fastball around the knees for ball one. Mora 129 on the year. 4 RBIs in limited time. Very much in the lineup for his defense. He swings over top of the sinker 1-1. Gutierrez entering tonight held lefties to a clip below 130, but righties were hitting 411. 1-1 below the knees, trying to bring it up. Godman unsuccessful on the framing attempt for ball two. Mora, Aguero, and Nishida are due up for the Cannonballers. Pitch bounces in for ball two. Sinker, heavy diet to righties. Lot of sliders to the two lefties, Nishida and Wolko. There's a bevy of arms available in the pen for Augusta, but as of now, nobody moving. 2-1 sinker outside for ball four. Mora leads off the third with the only walk of the game for either side. Gutierrez entered with 18 strikeouts and 12 walks in 17 and a third, so command can be an issue at times for Rolando. Leadoff base runner for the second inning out of three. The first time it happened was in inning number one. That was Nishida who came around to score. Alvaro Aguero takes a first pitch fastball at the top of the zone. Aguero, the nine man, is in center field today. In his second stint of the season with Kannapolis, reactivated on July 13th. 0-1 outside with the sinker. Aguero will not concede. Alvaro 10 for 24 in 7 games played, riding a 5-game hit streak that dates all the way back to April. Gutierrez the 1-1, bouncing around the red spikes of Aguero. Godman lunging to his left to keep the ball in front, and Mora at first. Aguero was on the opening day roster for Kannapolis. Saw very limited time in the first month of the season. Gutierrez the 2-1, chop towards the left side. Heel drops the ball on the transfer. Had to move quickly on the slow bouncer to try to get Mora at second. He was unable to get the ball out of his mitt. Heel seeing plenty of challenges early. Everybody is safe. We'll see how that gets scored. It will at minimum be a fielder's choice for Aguero. The question becomes, did Mora advance on what could be an E6 heels first of the season? 2-1 and nobody out for Riku Nishida. Both corner infielders come in as Nishida is very much apt to bunt in these type of situations. Gutierrez the first pitch outside. Nishida not squaring around. Riku one for one. Luis Sanchez even with the third base bag. Verdung a half step behind at first. Gutierrez the 1-0. Nishida does show it's underneath the mitt of Godman. He got caught between going overhand and underhand with the catch. The ball dribbles to the backstop and another free 90 feet. It has been called a fielder's choice and an E6 on heel. And the ball to the backstop takes away the double play opportunity. A bit of shoddy defense here in the third for the Green Jackets. It's a wild pitch officially. Men at second and third and nobody out at the top of Kannapolis' order. 2-0 to Nishida's on the outer half. Does not get the call. About a ball and a half off the outside corner. Godman trying to bring it back close 3-0. See if Nishida's taking all the way. Gutierrez a deep breath from the stretch. 3-0 at the top of the zone for a called strike one. Riku was leaning out of the way. Wilbur Sanchez waits on deck. He struck out swinging in the first. Time is called as Luis Sanchez has to adjust the laces over at third base. Everybody steps off, steps out, and recalculates. Kannapolis ceding the lead to become a tie in the second, trying to regain that form here in the third. Nishida swings and fouls straight back on the fastball, runs the count full. Gutierrez working quickly both in terms of his pace between pitches and the speed in which he gets down the mound. With men on, it's been almost nothing but slide steps for Orlando Gutierrez. Full count on Nishida. And time is called. Something was going on with Godman behind the plate. Nishida quickly put a hand on the chest protector, was making sure the catcher's okay. Now the 3-2. In the dirt, blocked well by Godman, but it's ball four. Two walks and a fielder's choice have loaded the bases with nobody out for Kannapolis. Wilbur Sanchez steps up in a big spot, and Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, will appear for the first time. Nina and Godman both headed out to the mound. Gutierrez hasn't had very many chances this season to see the same lineup twice in the same day. He's being forced to adjust now at the top of the order for the second time. Nobody in the pen right now for Augusta down the third baseline. Sanchez is 0 for 1 on the day, has 4 homers and 25 RBIs this season. Is one of two cannonballer batters and the only right-hander to strike out against Rolando so far. Sanchez, a well-known figure in these parts, is the all-time leader in games played for the Kannapolis organization. And the bat has started to come along this season more than in previous years. First pitch slider again bounces in. When Gutierrez has missed, he has missed down with sinker and slider alike. Rolando trying to find it here in the bottom of the third. All three batters have reached to start off the frame. Walk, fielder's choice, and walk. 1-0 sinker low and inside. Command starting to escape Gutierrez, who's allowed just the one hit that led off the day. Each of the next nine batters has gone hitless, but the bases are loaded nevertheless. 2-0 sinker does not get the call on the outer half. A ball below the nose. 3-0 with nowhere to put Sanchez. Mora at third, Aguero at second, Nishida at first. Fastball down the middle with the sinker. Sanchez was taking all the way. Sanchez will likely be in further swing mode. Gutierrez the 3-1. Bounced up the middle through the hole for a base hit. That'll score two. Nishida stops at second. Kannapolis reclaims the lead. Gutierrez a sinker right down the middle, and Sanchez was prepared for it. RBIs 26 and 27 on the year. Four straight batters have reached, and the Cannonballers lead 3-1. Arxie Hernandez had a sack fly his last time up. He'll step in for the second time. Starts off with a called strike. In the first couple innings, Gutierrez was starting that sinker down the middle and letting it run to the outside corner against righties. Had success inducing soft contact. 0-1 slider. Hernandez starts the hands on the appeal. He did not go. Here in this third inning, the sinker has either started off the corner and then ran even further, or started at the top of the zone and ran right back into the big part of the plate. 1-1 to Arxi Hernandez. Chopped foul off the back foot. Hernandez was out in front and over top of the sinker for strike two. Adam Shoemaker is heading down to the pen for the Green Jackets, along with Hiamar Diaz and Adele Delaney. Trio of options moving that direction. 1-2 to Hernandez. Slider fouled off the front foot this time. Hernandez giving himself a beating as he stays alive against Gutierrez. Shoemaker is the reliever that's beginning to throw and doing so in a hurry. All four cannonballers have reached here in the bottom of the third. 1-2 from Gutierrez bounces around the shoe tops of Arxi Hernandez. Slider below the zone. 52 pitches, just 27 strikes for Rolando. The count is high, but the ratio from strike to ball is below where he would like to see it. Two-two. Sinker chops softly to third. Sanchez gobbles it up. Will go low to first and underthrows Verdung. It'll go below the mitt. Sanchez speeding around third. He'll try to score. The throw to the plate is not in time. Another error for the Green Jackets. Brings home two more. The third Augusta error of the day. The Green Jacket defense had been better as of late, but it's a nightmarish start defensively at the same ballpark where the Green Jackets committed a comedy of errors back in April. Jackets set what at the time was a Carolina League season high in errors in a game with 7 in the first game they played here in April. They've got 3 in less than 3 innings and trail 5-1. Slider outside to start off the second AB for Yonaker Betancourt. Betancourt ahead 1-0, popped up to second his last time. 1-0 off speed inside. Gutierrez not helping himself out, and the defense refusing to give him any sort of backup either. Heel's play was a difficult one. Got ruled an E6 as he dropped the ball on the transfer. Betancourt swings through the fastball 2-1. But a couple errors on the left side from Drake and Sanchez, two players who have been at this level all season long. Slightly uncharacteristic for both. Same pitch, same result. Betancourt underneath the sinker. A long, slow swing makes it 2-2. Jackets still do not have an out here in the third, but have committed two errors. Gutierrez to the belt. 2-2. Changeup missing, low ball 3. One of the few changeups we've seen tonight from Gutierrez. That pitch generally reserved exclusively for right-handers. 3-2 to Betancourt. Fly deep down the left field line, has the distance, but it's hooking and it's foul. Beyond the concourse in the left field corner. But started drifting foul as soon as it got past the third base line. Four runs in the inning for Kannapolis. All but one have been unearned. Breaking ball outside. Ball 4. Third walk of the inning for Gutierrez. The wheels are coming off. Six straight batters have reached here in the third. One thing that's been the case for Augusta is when things go south, they go south in a hurry. Here comes Winston Sawyer to make a move. He gets 2+ out of Rolando Gutierrez in his first start of the season. There's a long way for the bullpen to go, and in danger of this ball game teetering out of control already. Adam Shoemaker coming on will step away. Be back in 90 seconds on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Rolando Gutierrez's night is finished, but the stat line is not, as we have a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. As it stands right now, four of the five runs allowed by Gutierrez have come unearned. He is responsible for the men at first and second after not recording an out in his third inning of work. Adam Shoemaker gets the call out of the pen, his 17th game and 14th as a reliever, looking for a bounce-back outing after a start that went awry on Saturday. 2-4, 46 in the third innings, a 6.41 ERA. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks for the lefty. Luis Pineda starts off. First pitch to him is a fastball high. The 6-6 southpaw has fastball, slider, and changeup. And he'll look to find that command early. Gutierrez lost his in this inning, and the defense lost a handle as well. Hernandez at third, Betancourt at first. Nobody out in the third. The 1-0 to Luis Pineda misses high and outside, ball two. Back-to-back wide misses for Shoemaker. Getting right back on the horse. Big lead at both bases. McGee holding the runner, Hernandez on at second. Change up below the zone. The bat was started but did not threaten the zone. Jacob Godman wants to check just to be safe, but the appeal confirms ball three. Three straight out of the zone in an inning that has already seen six men reach with just one hit. Two errors, three walks, and the two-run single from Sanchez, the big blow. Shoemaker the 3-0, breaking ball popped away. Pineda got the green light on 3-0. We've seen that from a handful of hitters for the Cannonballers. Having faith that they will not waste the at-bat. Pineda still in front, 3-1. Target down the center. Change-up fades outside, ball four. Shoemaker begins his outing the same way Gutierrez started and ended his. All seven batters have reached. Cannonballers well on their way to batting around. Bases loaded, nobody out for George Wolko. Powerful right fielder struck out swinging his last time up. Shoemaker begins his at-bat with the off-speed outside, slider beyond the corner. Close miss, but five straight out of the zone for Shoemaker. He'll shake twice and get the sign he likes. 1-0 to Wolkow. In the dirt, ball two. Six in a row outside the zone. Albertson, a C, and is on deck. He's the last man to hit in this inning. Everybody else has already gotten their chance. 2-0. Fastball low and in, ball three. Couple of close misses on balls one and three after ball two was in the dirt. Unforgiving behind the plate from Frank Jones. One more is a run. 3-0. Swinging away, and it's crushed out to right field by Wolko. Off the fence for extra bases. That'll score at least two. Garcia hits the cutoff man at second slowly. There's no play at the plate. It's a bases-clearing triple for George Wilco. Three RBIs today, 24 on the year for Wilco. Three men come home. Wilco stops at second. It's 8-1 Kannapolis, a team that had three double-digit wins over the Green Jackets when they were at SRP Park last month, have taken advantage of walks and errors, a touchdown and an extra point, and still no outs in the third. Wilco on the move on the first pitch. It's a slider called strike to Asian, and Wilco has his first stolen base at the single-A level. Shoemaker never looked back at second, and Wilco took advantage. 0-1 to Asian. Changeup fouled straight back. Albertson grounded out to short to end the second inning. And now he'll bat again. Behind nothing in two, but still no outs. He's the most recent man to be retired. Shoemaker the 0-2. Changeup outside. Wilco getting a very large secondary lead nearly halfway down the baseline. Luis Sanchez is over towards the bag, but deep. Guarding the line on the pull-heavy righty, Asian. Shoemaker the 1-2. Outside once again. Missed that way with the off-speed. Wilco just seemingly flicking his wrists and immediately producing those high exit velocities. Ripped it off the base of the fence in right. Garcia had no play. 2-2, lined out to shallow right center. Garcia coming over. It falls in front of him. A lackadaisical route from Junior Garcia. An RBI single for Asian. Nine straight batters have gotten on base. The Green Jackets came in a half game ahead of Kannapolis in the second half, and having built momentum with a win against Fayetteville last time out. But this team and this ballpark continue to be something that confuses and flummoxes the Green Jackets. Javier Mora led off this inning with a walk. He's first pitch swinging, a high line drive out to center. Juanipa back in the well, makes the catch at the warning track. Runner tagging from first. There will be no play at second. Asian advances 90 feet. And finally, the first out of the inning is recorded. Alvaro Aguero steps up, reached on a fielder's choice. It was an E6 on the same play from Heel. One on, one out in the third. 9-1 game. Shoemaker steps off and takes a look back at Asian. Nine runs on just four hits for the Cannonballers. First pitch to Aguero. Fastball outside, running off the outside corner by Shoemaker. Has a very similar feel, albeit two innings later than the Saturday loss against Fayetteville for the Green Jackets, where the Woodpeckers put up 11 runs on five hits. 1-0. Breaking ball waved at Aguero's out in front. Nearly went down to one knee. Got a little overexcited on the tight slider. That's Shoemaker's best pitch out of three. Evens the count at 1-1. Tries to go back to it. It hits off the heel of the mitt. Godman trying to block it up. Couldn't make the clean catch. Second wild pitch of the inning. First by Shoemaker. That'll move Asian over to third. A day that started with such fanfare and excitement. The prospect promotion of Juanipa, Heel, and Garcia. All at the top of the order, all getting their chances one after the next. There was a lot of room for optimism. And Kannapolis has crushed that immediately. Shoemaker's 2-1 is all the way to the backstop. It gets a short hop, could be at the plate. The plate, Godman, the throw, not in time. Shoemaker a little late to get there. Back-to-back wild pitches. Ball to the backstop. It hit sharply off the netting and came back towards Godman. But Adam Shoemaker a half step late getting off the mound. Asian's mad dash makes it 10-1 in the third, a 9-run third inning. Line drive out to center field. Guanipa charging in, makes a sliding catch. Takes away a base hit from Aguero. Back-to-back batters retired by Shoemaker. And the line is officially closed on Rolando Gutierrez. Two-plus innings, two hits, three walks, two strikeouts. He gives up seven runs, but only two of them were earned. And he'll be in line for the decision. Riku Nishida hitting for the third time in three frames. Fastball at the top of the zone, called ball one. Came in right at the letters on the underside lefty Nishida, who has walked and singled. Fastball, same spot. This one gets the call 1-1. Riku listed 5'6", 150. And he takes pitches the same way you'll see a lot of guys take pitches in the Little League World Series. Bend your knees as low as possible and make the strike zone as small as you can. Slider, outer half, ball two. Shrink the strike zone, a patient hitter, a young umpire. Gets you even more calls than you already would. 2-1 fastball at the thighs. Nothing but takes for Riku Nishida, and the count is 2-2. Shoemaker trying to stop the bleeding. Nishida, the 12th man to hit this inning. Already walked and scored in this frame. 2-2 fastball, fouled back, in on the hands. Riku running out of the left-handed batter's box, as he so often does. Looks to go inside out with two strikes. Can be beaten up and in. Fastball grounded to third base. Sanchez another chance. This time the throw is on target. Kannapolis sends 12 men to the plate. Nine of them score with just three hits recorded. Gutierrez and Shoemaker getting knocked around with some defensive miscues to boot.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
2-3-4, Heel Garcia and Drake in a game that has gone topsy-turvy immediately. Bottom of the third took longer than the first 2.5 innings combined, as the Cannonballers sent 12 to the plate, 9 of whom scored. Each of the first 9 got on and came home. A long wait for Aldrin Batista to lay off, and now he'll look to get back into fine form after a 1-2-3 third. He's retired the last 5 batters he's faced. John Heel leading off, takes a fastball at the knees. Batista, a unique release, steps way back on the windup and then whips the arm through from a high three-quarter slot. The 0-1 to Heel is a slider below the known. Heel had an infield single his first time up for his first hit as a green jacket and was then promptly picked off less than a pitch later. 1-1 to the righty. Chop to the left side once again. A backhand for Sanchez in the hole. Safe. Heel able to beat out the second infield single of his day. He's 2-for-2. Leadoff man is on for the Green Jackets. Heel got picked off last time, and now Connor Justice, the first base coach, is in his ear, reminding him to shorten up just a little bit on Batista. Heels defining characteristics, good contact, good speed, and the chance to stick it shortstop long term. Junior Garcia steps in from the left side. He popped up and is only at bat. First pitch fastball misses outside from the righty. Heel shortened up his lead greatly and had a small secondary as well. Not trying to draw any unwanted attention. 1-0 on Garcia, the right fielder. One of three prospects called up today. Fastball inside around the belt. Garcia leaning out of danger for ball two. All four hitters at the top of this Augusta order are 19 years of age or younger. And if you had set this top four a week ago, all would have been under the age of 19. Drake turned 19 just a couple days ago, and 2 days prior to that had one more birthday. 2-0 to Garcia. Big swing is a little bit late on the fastball. Golfs it out of play. Junior Garcia turning 19 on July 13th, so 6 days ago. Bevy of young offensive talent on display here in Kannapolis. 2-1 count on the lefty Garcia. Batista kicks, bounced up the middle. Defense was playing that way. Sanchez steps on second, flips to first for the double play. Nothing has gone the way of the Green Jackets. Everything has gone purely for Kannapolis. And Atrium Health Ballpark has turned into a haunted house for Augusta through 6.5 games here. Two up, two down in the fourth for Aldrin Batista, who has looked none the worse for wear despite an extra long layoff. Isaiah Drake, first pitch swinging, popped up into shallow left. Sanchez out, Nishida in. Riku makes the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for the second time in a row and third time out of four. Green Jackets get a base runner. It's nullified, and Shoemaker's back to work.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Halfway through the fourth, it's 10-1 Kannapolis in the series opener. Just three games will be played here for Augusta before heading to the coast, and the Green Jackets will get a chance to see the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for the final time this season. Adam Shoemaker got all three outs in the third inning, but did allow three runs on two hits and a free pass. He'll start off in the middle of the Kannapolis order. Sanchez, Hernandez, and Betancourt, 2-3-4 in the fourth. Cannonballer sent 12 to the plate and 9 scored in the third. Righty Wilbur Sanchez leading off and takes a changeup outside. Sanchez has struck out in the first and had a 2-run single in the third. One of two big multi-run swings for the Cannonballers in that inning. Fastball upstairs. Running back towards the center of the plate, although well above it, Sanchez still leaning away. Shoemaker trying to regain that command. 2-0 off-speed is outside. If there is one silver lining today beyond whatever's going to come out of Juanipa, Heel, and Garcia, and the fact that they're even here is an optimistic piece in and of itself, is the Braves have at least made one thing clearer, as Cam Caminiti did sign his first-round contract today. Slider came back to the outside corner. Wilbur Sanchez was walking towards first before the pitch even got to home. He'll have to take a sheepish step back into the box. 3-1 on Sanchez. Shoemaker from the windup. Slider popped away. Caminiti signing for full slot value, but not over slot, which was the common belief when he slipped down to the Braves pick. Arguably the top high school pitching prospect in this draft in 2024. And now we wait and see how long it takes until he joins the organization in a playing capacity. Still just 17 years of age. Payoff to Sanchez. Slice to shortstop on a hop. Heel makes the play and flips it to first for the out number one. Wilbur Sanchez goes down to start off the fourth. Arcy Hernandez is 0-for-1, but a sac fly and an E5. He's been on base, scored a run, and driven another one home. Braves have now signed 10 of their 20 draft picks. First pitch outside with the changeup, including 9 of the first 10 that came in the first 10 rounds. The only man unsigned from the first 2 days. It was also the only position player, Nick Montgomery, a prep catcher out of California. 1-0 slider down the middle, 1-1. There's been 4 undrafted free agents come in as well. A couple pitchers and a couple catchers that have come from coast to coast. Shoemaker's 1-1 to Hernandez, bounces in. A lot of low misses for the Green Jacket pitchers between Gutierrez and Shoemaker. Cannonballers are out hitting the Green Jackets 4-3. They're out scoring Augusta 10-1. Taking advantage of every little mistake. Fastball outside. Godman once again sliding to his right for the backhanded snag. Hernandez looking to get on for the second time in as many innings. After Kannapolis took 5 out of 6 last time these two teams met. Up big early. Hernandez swings through the slider 3-2. Had one thing on his mind with that cut, but came up empty. Hernandez widens out before the 3-2 pitch. Shoemaker delivers. Slider down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. And it will hop over the wall on a bounce. It's a ground rule double for Arcy Hernandez. One out knock for Arcy, his first hit of the day. Second extra base hit for Kannapolis. Put Shoemaker back in the stretch as Yonaker Betancourt checks in. 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Sky continues to darken. A little bit of mist starting to fall at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to Betancourt. Shoemaker kicks and deals. Fastball outside, ball one. There's rain in the forecast long into the night. And the longer this game rolls on, the wetter it could get. Shoemaker, a deep breath. Quick look out at second. Now ready to work to Betancourt. Off speed below the knees once more. Ball two. Slider low and inside. Betancourt ahead 2-0. He was the last man to face Rolando Gutierrez in the third. Worked a walk against Rolando. Came around to score on George Wolkow's double. Shoemaker's 2-0. Chopped towards shortstop. Another chance for Heel. He's been busy today. He'll put down Betancourt for the second out of the inning, both of which have come on ground balls to Hill. Two outs, man at second for Luis Pineda. Never such a thing as too much run support. Pineda trying to add to this lead and bring it up to double digits. Green Jackets used 4 position players to pitch against Kannapolis when these two teams last met. Cannonballers have won 8 of 12 in the season series, but have outscored the Green Jackets by 37 runs. And that does not count the 9-run lead tonight. The long limb lefty comes to a stop. Deep breath for Shoemaker. First pitch to Pineda misses low. Fastball's been consistently 91 for Shoemaker with good arm side run, too much at times. Still trying to find its way back into the zone. Pineda in front, his third plate appearance of the day. Spins the changeup back foul. Luis is grounded out, walked and scored. He was the first man to see Shoemaker and walked on four pitches. Wilbur Sanchez, the two-run single. George Wolko, the three-run double off the fence are the big swings. Ballers have just nickeled and dimed the rest on walks and sack flies and wild pitches. Slider high, ball two to Pineda. One of seven right-handers in this lineup. Lefties at 1-6, so you get good runs of multiple right-handers in a row. Shoemaker from the stretch on the 2-1 delivery. Trying to come back to the outside corner. It evades the outer edge once more. A lot of close chances for Shoemaker. Just can't quite pinpoint the zone. First base is open. George Wolko is on deck. 3-1 coming to Pineda. Fastball swung through. Pineda was late and chasing the heater, running off the outside corner. Shoemaker's worked the count full, looking for the second scoreless inning by Green Jacket pitching tonight. And the first scoreless of his evening. Payoff pitch. Fastball tipped into the mitt. Strike three. First punch out of the day for Shoemaker. Third of the day for Kannapolis. Cannonballers get a double off the bat of Hernandez, but nothing more. Arcee is left at second. 10-1 after four.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Save for the solo homer, Aldrin Batista has cruised through four strong innings. In his third start of the year against Augusta, he's been able to limit the Green Jackets just as he did in starts number one and two. Wilver Dung got that solo blast in the second to tie the game. Kannapolis came back in the bottom of the third with nine runs of their own. Batista just 41 pitches to get through four innings. Verdung leading off the top of the fifth. First pitch swinging, a hard hit line drive out to left. Nishida at the warning track makes the play. Riku was already playing right in front of the warning track, and a hard hit ball for Verdung is a leadoff out. Third inning out of five, the Green Jackets have been retired on the leadoff man, and second of the last three where it's taken one pitch. Cade Kern taking all the way, just looking to see one. The fastball catches the outside corner. Batista, the number 25 prospect in the White Sox system, came over for cash considerations from the Dodgers last year. Kern sees one in around the head. On the appeal, he did not go. Hands went moving towards the zone only because they were trying to get out of the way of the baseball. Dodgers wanted to make an international signing, needed international bonus pool money. 1-1 to Kern is off the plate. And so it took a trade, including the prospect, putting Batista in there, who was already performing well for the Dodgers-Arizona Complex League team. White Sox took advantage. Kern chases the slider off the outside corner. That might have been the changeup, in fact. Stayed out, and Kern pulled off. 2-2, Batista moving quickly. Slider below the knees. Kern watching it all the way in. Batista had already spun into his K-strut. A good take from the DH, righty on righty. Cade Kern lined out to right his last time up. Ran the count full on Aldrin Batista. 3-2 pitch. Fastball. Rope straight back and out of the stadium. Into the Kannapolis sky. Green Jackets do not have an official starter listed for tomorrow. We will see J.R. Ritchie on Sunday in his second start back from Tommy John after being named Pitcher of the Week last week. Seventh pitch to Kern is fouled back into the net once again. Ritchie made a phenomenal return to SRP Park after 14 months away. Went five hitless innings against Fayetteville as part of a combined two-hit shutout with Davis Polo and Raven Corona. Ritchie allowed one walk in the second. That was the only base runner. Eighth pitch to Kern is in the dirt for ball four. Batista's first walk of the day puts a base runner on with one out in the fifth. Green Jackets just trying to string together some hits. Bring the ball game at least within shouting distance. Augusta and Kannapolis currently separated by half a game in the South Division standings. It doesn't matter very much for the Cannonballers. They've already punched their ticket to the Carolina League playoffs. Luis Sanchez steps up, lined out softly to second his last time. First pitch swinging right back to Batista. Could be another double play ball to Mora for one. Over to Betancourt. Second double play in as many innings. The outs on the bases and on the ground continue to come. Nobody has more double plays in the Carolina League than the Green Jackets. Five innings of one-run baseball for Aldrin Batista. Shoemaker back to work, 10-1 halfway through.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
George Wolko leading off the bottom of the fifth. Kannapolis with a 10-1 lead over the Green Jackets. Would be the third time in three series against Augusta where they take the series opener. Wolko a three-run double his last time up. Watches Shoemaker spike a fastball. Shoemaker did allow a one-out double last inning, but worked a scoreless fourth. Good thing to build on here in the bottom half of the fifth against the bottom half of Kannapolis' lineup. Back-to-back fastballs in the dirt, 2-0. Nobody in the pen for the Green Jackets. This is the start of nine games on the road in 10 days. And while there will be reinforcements coming eventually, not at the moment. 2-0 slider on the inner half. Wolko starts the hands but can't pull through in time. With such a pitcher-heavy draft for the Green Jackets parent club, the Braves, as it always seems to be, Shoemaker's 2-1 back to the slider but a bit too far outside. You have to figure at least some of those arms, especially the college ones, will make their way to Augusta sooner rather than later. 3-1 from Shoemaker. Slider number three in a row, and Wilco's out in front. Run the count full on the big lefty. Has a tight ends frame at 6'7", 240 from the left side. Payoff pitch is in the dirt for ball four. Wilco works a leadoff walk, second allowed by Shoemaker today. Wilco did steal the first base of his season against Shoemaker back in the third. Shoey never looked out at second base, and so Wilco just took third without a play. Albertson is seeing had an RBI single his last time up that brought home Wilco. Asian then scored himself on a pair of wild pitches. First pitch to the righty. Moves the feet back and gets Asian dancing. Albertson 1-for-2 after not originally being slated to start today's game. A late scratch of Drake Logan put him in the lineup, and he's taking advantage. Shoemaker looks over at first, delivers the 1-0. It's high and outside. Back-to-back pitches well outside the zone. A slider low, a fastball up. There's plenty of arms available for Augusta, but with this long road trip and trying to get back into the swing of things, you don't want to burn through everybody today. Slider comes in through the back door for a called strike one. Dropping in at the letters on the strong DH, Asian. Asian, formerly of the Red Sox organization, released by Boston last year and caught on with Chicago. Change up outside, count goes to 3-1. Hit very well in this same Carolina League last year with the Salem Red Sox at a ballpark that is not always kind to offensive output. We spent a week back in June up at that ballpark at Salem Memorial. It can be tough to clear. Asian chases what would have been ball four in the dirt. Slider low, but Asian swings through 3-2. Salem Memorial can play large, and Asian, to his credit, made it look small. Has four homers this year with Kannapolis and 32 driven in. Pull heavy shift in the twilight hours. Payoff pitch from Shoemaker. Outside ball four. Shoemaker looked like he slipped on his follow through. Back-to-back walks to start off the fifth. Two on and nobody out. Javier Mora steps in for the third time in the last three innings. Hit twice in the third. A walk and a flyout. Elvin Nina on the top step, but not going anywhere. Shoemaker from the belt. First pitch fastball on the ground to third. Sanchez has it. Goes to McGee at second for one. On to Verdung for the 5-4-3 double play. Wolkow able to advance over to third, but Asian is resorted. Two outs for the price of one, and the bat dog is on the field, so that gets the crowd alive. Third double play of the night overall and first turn by the Green Jackets. Two outs and a man at third for Alvaro Aguero. He's 0-for-2 and takes a fastball outside on the corner for strike one. Aguero reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. Also lined out to center on a nice sliding play from Guanipa. 0-1 popped up and out of play. Shoemaker is one strike away from back-to-back zeros. After coming in a difficult situation that only grew more dire as the third went on, here in the fourth and fifth, Shoemaker's looked improved. 0-2 outside, and they've got the runner hung out, and it bounced off the third baseman. The ball hit the runner in the helmet on Godman's throw to pick off at third, and that will score Wilco. That'll be an E2, the fourth error of the night. Wilco was dead to rights at third base. He dove early, would not have even gotten back to the third base bag, and Wilco had the ball crash off the sky blue helmet and bounce down the left field line. Run scores unearned, 11-1. Fastball chopped to third. Going to be a tough play for Sanchez. Bare hand flip, safe. El Saver Dung came off the bag. An infield single for Aguero. Back to the top of the order for Riku Nishida. It's a rare error for Godman. It's been a tough day for him already. Looked like he rushed the throw just a little bit over to third. Sanchez was there, The throw got yanked to the glove side, and what could have been out number three instead becomes the 11th run. Nishida sees a fastball, missing away, ball one. Riku has singled, walked, and grounded out to the pitcher. Shoemaker asks for a new baseball. ...65 pitches, 30 strikes for Shoemaker. Been a long couple innings for the lefty. Fastball, high ball two. Once again, Nishida sinking deeply into that front leg. A ball that, if he's straight up and down, is just above the top of the zone. Makes it look like it's above the eye line. Infield is now straight up on the lefty. They've learned from the previous games. Slider around the eye line. Nishida ducks. Breaking ball can't quite come back to the corner. 3-0 on the leadoff man. Wilbur Sanchez is on deck. He's 1-for-3. Now the Green Jackets have movement in the bullpen. Slider at the top of the zone for a called strike one. Looks like it's Juan Sanchez starting to throw for the Green Jackets. And getting going in a hurry in case Shoemaker can't get through this fifth. An unearned run already home and a man at first with two outs. And Shoemaker steps off before delivering. Riku, 12th round pick out of the University of Oregon. Came over from the international market, hit the junior college ranks first. One season with the Ducks, and he was phenomenal, setting records. 3-1 slider on the outer half is a called strike two. Nishida has the most stolen bases in a single season by a Duck with 23. He's currently second in the Carolina League with 35 steals and 41 tries. Shoemaker steps off, kicking at the rubber, trying to get a little bit of the wet dirt off the bottom of the spikes. 3-2, two outs means that Aguero will be off on the delivery. Verdung still holding him on just in case. Hasn't shown a move yet. Payoff pitch, spun foul by Nishida. Sanchez remains on deck. Nishida's worked from 3-0 to 3-2. Shoemaker has battled back. Seventh pitch of the at-bat is popped foul. Shoemaker, a good slider off the outside corner. Nishida slowing the bat through the zone, just flipping the ball out of play. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming. Once again, Aguero will be off. Here comes the pitch. Fastball, strike three. Nishida late on the fastball inside. Second consecutive inning that ends with a punch out. One earned run comes home, and it's 11-1 after five.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
After a 10-pitch fifth, so a walk nullified by a double play to end the inning, Aldrin Batista is at just 51 pitches through five. He's allowed one run on three hits with a walk. Has not struck out a batter. Green Jackets have had some solid contact, but weak outs when they've needed power the most have kept the Green Jackets off the board. McGee, Godman, and Guanipa do up 8-9 and 1 to lead off the sixth, trailing by 10 late. First pitch to Cam McGee, runs in and got a piece of McGee. Did not go. McGee's going over to first. There was an appeal very quickly from the home plate umpire, Frank Jones, trying to be certain that McGee did not go around. So Cam got hit on the jersey with the slider running towards the back foot, and McGee's on as a leadoff base runner. Sanchez continues to throw in the bullpen for Augusta. Shoemaker's night is likely done. Jacob Godman's 0 for 1 with a flyout. And the first pitch runs in and hits Godman. Back-to-back hit batters by Aldrin Batista on back-to-back pitches. The 8 and 9 batters both wearing one. A slider into McGee on the jersey. Godman got hit on the arm by a fastball running in with the two-seam. And now just about every reliever available for the Cannonballers has started doing plyos and stretching at the back half of the dugout. Here's Luis Guanipa, who's 0 for 2. First pitch swinging, throttled down the right field line, but foul, hooking quickly into the seats down the right field line. Guanipa's the highest-ranked position player in terms of the Braves' top 30 list on this roster, number 8 according to MLB Pipeline in the preseason. And there are some folks that believe in a year or two he could be at the top of the system. Sky high tools. Roped back up the middle for a base hit. There's his first hit as a Green Jacket. McGee gets the stop sign with Aguero coming up firing. Luis Guanipa destroying a fastball up the middle. 101 off the bat. And Luis Guanipa's on the board, ladies and gentlemen. All three batters have reached to start off the sixth. Guanipa and Heal both have their first hits. Heal's 2 for 2, and he steps in with the bases loaded. A good moment for Guanipa, who started off this season with an injury issue, had a delayed chance to get going in the FCL, but once he started, he did not stop. Hit 282 with six extra base hits. First pitch to Heal. Slider misses low. Batista will go back to the windup with the bases loaded, protecting an 11-1 lead. So room to work. Green Jackets have to like what they've seen so far. Heal late on the fastball high, 1-1. Fastball was up to 95-96 today with the four-seam. A lot of 94s early in the game. That heater was 93. 91 is what we've seen primarily on the two-seam. 1-1 to John Heal. Slider spun back into the net. Heel pulling off slightly. John, 18 years of age out of Santo Domingo. Just turned 18 in May. He is the youngest player on this roster. Behind 1-2 against Batista. Slider misses low and inside. Came back towards the corner, but it handcuffed the catcher Pineda. An awkward attempt at a catch. It hits off the heel of the mitt and stays close, but no chance to present on the corner. Count even at 2-2. McGee, Godman, and Guanipa occupying every available base. 2-2. Fastball driven on a line out to right. Falling quickly, Wilkow makes the catch. Runner coming home, the throw to the plate, and McGee is in safely. So Heal gets the RBI on the sack fly, a well-struck line drive. Wilco did not come up throwing, and Heal has his first RBI. McGee scores, making the ballgame 11-2. Godman did not advance. Guanipa stays at first. And pitching coach Blake Hickman coming out to the mound. First visit we've seen from him today. Carson Jacobs is the man who started to throw in the pen for the Cannonballers. After back-to-back hit by pitches, it's been two straight pieces of solid contact. Guanipa, the base hit. Heel, a line drive that had enough backspin to stay up, and with Wilco playing shallow, he made the catch. Wilco caught the ball a bit flat-footed. McGee wanted to test the arm, And Wilco did not get enough force behind it to get the speedy second baseman. Although he did keep both Godman at second and Guanipa at first. Junior Garcia looking for his first hit. He's 0 for 2. A pop up to short and a ground into a double play. 2-on-1 out in the top of the sixth. First pitch fastball popped over our heads out of play. Neither Godman nor Guanipa being held on. But Wilber Sanchez, the center or the shortstop, is swung behind second base, primarily for the shift against Garcia. Backdoor slider beautifully located on the outside corner. About a ball and a half actually off the corner, but very good frame nevertheless by Pineda. That's the farthest we've seen Frank Jones expand behind the plate. Garcia behind, nothing in two. Bautista looking for his first strikeout of the night after 5 1/3. Here's the 0-2 outside. Tried to go back to the off-speed on the outside corner. This time Garcia was prepared to watch. Both bullpens moving and ready to go. Garcia still fighting behind 1-2. Fastball outside evens the count. Two-seamer running away from the lefty bat of Junior Garcia. Another lefty waits on deck in Isaiah Drake. Drake's 0 for 2. So is Garcia. Green Jackets trying to chip away at this monumental deficit. Slider driven deep out to right center field. Aguero giving chase towards the gap. He dives, and he made the catch. What a play. Over to first for the double play in time. Guanipa went chasing, a fabulous catch for Aguero, and the third double play of the night. The Green Jackets get caught a little too far. Garcia's robbed of extra bases. It's an 8-4-3 double play as Guanipa was all the way around second. And though Augusta gets one, they leave more on the board on a web gem from Alvaro Aguero.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
It's another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Juan Sanchez checks in for his 11th appearance of the year. 0-1 with a save, a 3.2 ERA, and just shy of 17 innings with 23 strikeouts. Another low slot arm today after Gutierrez had the start. Sanchez, a crossbody delivery from a low three-quarter positioning, primarily fastball and slider. Final line for Adam Shoemaker, 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, and 2 Ks. First pitch fastball misses low to begin the bottom of the sixth against Wilber Sanchez. Green Jackets had something going in the top half of the sixth, but an absolutely incredible catch from Alvaro Aguero ended the inning. Fastball up, ball 2. Not just the diving play in the gap to take away at minimum two bases from Junior Garcia, but the wherewithal to hop up, realize a young runner was caught way off of first, and get it into the cutoff man to get the double play. Sanchez late on the fastball for strike one. Wilbur's 1-for-3 with two RBIs. It'll be Sanchez, Hernandez, and Betancourt. And we start off with the battle of Sanchez versus Sanchez. Juan kicks and deals, and the fastball is on the outer half. 2-2, nothing but heat so far from Sanchez, up to 95 from the right side. If he can harness his command, it's a very intriguing relief option. Green Jackets getting a look at 2-2. Slider to the backstop. Had a feeling the breaking ball was coming, got to the two-strike count that he usually looks to unleash. When it starts close to the zone, that slider induces a hefty amount of swings and misses, but Sanchez never saw that one threaten. Count goes full on Wilbur. Juan from the stretch. Fastball cued foul down the right field line. Carson Jacobs, the 6'9 righty, continues to throw for Kannapolis. The night is likely finished for Aldrin Batista. Another strong outing and a great needed outing indeed, after giving up four homers his last game. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Inside, ball four. Sanchez leaning out of the way. Wilbur nearly wore that one in the elbow guard. Wilbur Sanchez on for the second time in four tries. Leadoff man on to begin the sixth. Kannapolis up 11-2 in the bottom half. First of three games here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cannonballers have seen a lot of their producers from the first half move on up. First pitch swinging Arcy Hernandez. Sky's a fastball foul. But the folks that are still here and that appear to be here for the long haul, like Nishida, Hernandez, and Asian, continue to impress. You factor in the late additions like George Wilco and some more folks that could be trickling in from the college ranks after the draft. There's a lot to be excited about as Kannapolis makes the playoffs for the first time in the last few years. Slider on the inner half to Arcy, nothing and two. Arcy Hernandez 1-for-2 with a sack fly and a run score. Wilbur Sanchez walking lead off of first, being held on by Verdung. Juan Sanchez coming with the 0-2. Slider check swing did not go. In the opposite batter's box as Sanchez continues to go on a fishing expedition. Yonaker Betancourt is on deck. He's 0-for-2, but did walk and score in that 9-run third that continues to be the difference. Take that inning out. It's a 2-2 game. Fastball stroke to third, pass the diving Sanchez, and all the way into the corner. Wilbur Sanchez screaming around third. He will not have a play at the plate. It's an RBI double off the bat of Arcy Hernandez. Second two-bagger of the day for Arcy, his first RBI. And Sanchez has been greeted rudely. Ballers get the run right back. It's 12-2. Yonaker Betancourt steps up after a pop-up, a ground out, and a walk. Back-to-back base runners reaching in the leadoff walk immediately comes back to haunt Juan Sanchez. First pitch to Betancourt is popped up behind first. Verdung drifting onto the grass, now back onto the dirt for the play. In foul territory, out number one is recorded. Betancourt disposed of on one pitch. Luis Pineda digs in. Like Betancourt, 0-for-2, but does have a walk and a run score. Pineda struck out swinging against Shoemaker his last time up. Sanchez first pitch slider has Pineda waving. There's where the slider is at its best, when it starts on the inner third and just sweeps its way across the width of the plate. 0-1. Back to that breaking ball a bit further off, and Pineda's going chasing. Now's where Sanchez has his advantageous position. These are the things you try to harness with a young righty. Sanchez still just 21 years of age in his first season with the Green Jackets. 0-2 slider, strike three, and boy, Pineda never had a chance. Down on three consecutive breaking balls for Sanchez's first strikeout of the day. Back-to-back batters retired after the double for Hernandez. Sanchez saw the coaching staff in the FCL last year try to stretch him out as a swing man and as a long reliever. Facing George Wilco, the first lefty that Sanchez sees, and beginning the at-bat with a fastball in the dirt, up to 97. Sanchez at his best when he can work an inning, maybe two, see the lineup one time through, and let that slider play. But the fastball velocity is up tonight for Sanchez. 1-0 slider in the dirt. Wilco is 1-for-2. A strikeout, a three-run double, and a walk. He's scored two runs. Been a good day for the young lefty. Wilco still just 18 years of age, a man who was thought to be going in the first round of this year's draft. He reclassified, made himself eligible in 2023, and came to the White Sox. Fastball upstairs, ball three. High spin fastball, mid-90s, difficult release point. All the reliever pieces are there for Sanchez. 3-0 to Wilco. Big swing, base hit into right. Clobbered on the ground. Garcia comes up throwing towards the cutoff man. The run will score. Verdung bobbles trying to go to second, and Wilco's in safely. It's an RBI single and an advancement on the throw. Wilco goes chasing into second. Would have been a dangerous play if Verdung got the throw off. Wilco's got four RBIs on the day. It is 13-2, and Elvin Nina's coming out. Fastball and a fastball count. Low and in, heater to a lefty right in Wilco's happy zone. Got a bit on top of the fastball, and that's the only reason that didn't leave the stadium, the city, and the county as a whole. Two runs scored in two-thirds of an inning against Juan Sanchez. The Cannonballers have scored in four of six innings so far tonight. With two down, Albertson is seeing, gets his fourth look of the day. First pitch from Sanchez is a slider that a seeing chases. It's a Cannonballers team that does have high strikeout numbers compared to some of their peers in the Carolina League. Guys like Asian, Pineda, and Wilco can add some swing and miss to their system. But when you make mistakes or you make non-competitive misses, they're not going to chase that far off. 0-1 to Asian is a slider on the inner half for a called strike two. Annapolis doing it again. This is the same team that won 17-2 in seven innings against Augusta. They lead 13-2 here. Off-speed bounces in. Godman kept it closer than he initially believed. Cannonballers scored double digits in three of their five wins against Augusta at SRP Park last time. After being held decently quiet offensively in the April series, it's been back to form here. Slider hit on the ground through the left field side, a base hit. Drake comes up and tosses to the cutoff man. That'll hold the runner Wilco at third, a base hit for Asian. Third hit of the inning against Sanchez. Went back to the front door slider and bounced it between Sanchez and Heel. Javier Mora is 0-for-2, grounded into a 5-4-3 double play his last time. Sanchez from the stretch with men at the corners. Begins Mora's at bat with a fastball for strike one. Another long inning for the Kannapolis offense. They continue to love what they see against the Green Jackets. 0-1 fastball low. Mora, the seventh man to hit in this inning after 12 men came to bat in the third, the first nine of which reached base. Pitcher of record is Rolando Gutierrez. Slider misses low, and we do have a change to the scoring. Originally, just two of the seven runs against Gutierrez were earned. That has now been moved to four. Rolando, two innings, seven runs, four earned, three walks. Fastball broken bat to short. Heel goes the easy way to second. McGee makes the snag, and the inning is over. Two more runs in the bottom of the sixth for Kannapolis. They'll make a call to the bullpen. We'll tell you all about the new arm for the Cannonballers when we get back in the top of the seventh.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Alder Matisse's night is finished. He leaves in line for the win. Six innings, four hits, two runs. Without a strikeout, he still did his job well and flips it over to the 22-year-old righty Carson Jacobs, making his second appearance of the year in Kannapolis. Isaiah Drake leading off the seventh. First pitch called a strike at the top of the zone at 95 on the fastball from the imposing 6'9 frame of Jacobs out of North Dakota State. Drake's 0-for-2, 13-2 Cannonballers in the seventh. 12-6 curveball misses outside to the lefty. Drake hitting cleanup for the first time in his pro career, ceding both the leadoff spot and the center field slot to Luis Guanipa. 1-1 on Drake. He goes after the high fastball. It tips off the mitt of Pineda, 1-2. Good carry on that fastball at the top of the zone at 95. That's a tough pitch to barrel up. Jacobs allowed three hits, two runs, one earned in his only outing of the year so far in Kannapolis. Curveball, what Drake waves at, strike three. Jacobs begins his night with a punch out after 18 batters were retired by Batista without a single strikeout. Jacobs had great numbers in the FCL this season, 1-1, 3.22 ERA, but 30 Ks in 22 innings. Here's Will Verdung, a homer and a lineout. Righty on righty, the fastball misses up. When Jacobs misses, if both warm-ups and the first batter plus are any indication, he will miss high. Out of the stretch, 1-0 fastball on the inner half, called strike one. Jacobs, an undrafted free agent last year for the North Dakota State Bison program, providing some relief depth, being called up here in the back half. Slider spun into shallow left center. Nishida, a long run over. He'll be called off by the center fielder, Aguero, and Aguero makes the play. Off the end of the bat, the ball hung up in the sky long enough for Aguero to track it down. And boy, Alvaro Aguero has shown off the range in his second stint with Kannapolis, after spending the last two-plus months in the FCL, he's made a case to stick out there in center long-term. Two up, two down for Jacobs. Here's Cade Kern, a line out and a walk. He'll take a fastball. Called a strike around the outside corner. Just above the letters, but Pineda brings it back in. Nishida very deep in left, the other two outfielders traditionally placed. Kern sees the slider low to even the count. Kern hitting above 300 in the month of July. Had himself a good second half all the way around. 5-for-15 last week in five games against Fayetteville. Fastball low and in. Steady diet of heaters with both the curveball and the slider mixing in for Jacobs. But the old school country hardball has been the predominant offering. Jacobs the 2-1. Fastball golfed out of play. Dropping down below the knees, and Kern skies it beyond the dugout of the Cannonballers. Kannapolis will send Jake Peppers to the mound tomorrow. And Frankelly Arias making a rare start for him on Sunday on the getaway day. 2-2 to Cade Kern. Curveball bounces in to run the count full as Jacobs tries to retire the side in order in the seventh. Green Jackets have gone down in order every other inning. The first, third, and fifth have been 1-2-3 frames. Looking to avoid the pattern here in the seventh against Jacobs. Kern trying to pass the baton. Full count pitch. Fastball outside, ball four. Kern works his second walk of the day, so he's eclipsed his free pass total from five games last week in less than a game to start off the three-day set. Two-out base runner brings Luis Sanchez to the plate. Lined out to second and grounded into a double play. Augustus hit into three tonight. Kannapolis up by 11, 13-2 in the seventh. Fastball starts off the at-bat to Sanchez outside. Nobody moving in the pen for Augusta. Juan Sanchez will return for the seventh after giving up a two spot in the sixth. Jacobs out of the stretch. High leg kick and delivers. Slider at the top of the zone. Called a strike to even the count. Sanchez dropping down to the seventh slot in the order. As the Green Jackets get some reinforcements. 1-1 good slider, and Sanchez is fishing. Out in front of the breaking ball, you have to gear up for that fastball that's already in the mid-90s and gets on you even quicker. Slider tunneling off of that pitch has done very well. Jacobs at the belt. Couple deep breaths. Taking his time. 1-2. Curveball called strike three above the letters. Dropping back in towards the zone. Pineda ropes it back in. Couple strikeouts in the inning. Bookend, a scoreless seventh for Carson Jacobs. Time to stretch in Kannapolis.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
From Atrium Health Ballpark, you're listening to the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth to what was a great game through 2.5 innings. And then Kannapolis putting up a 9 spot in the bottom of the third, taking what was at the time a 10-1 lead. They now lead 13-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Juan Sanchez back on the mound for his second inning of work. And Alvaro Aguero will lead off right on right. And he starts off by swinging through the fastball. Aguero has reached base twice, a fielder's choice in a single, was denied a third knock on a sliding stop by Luis Guanipa in center field. Sanchez, the 0-1, popped up a mile high on the third base side. Heel drifting back, shortstop calling everybody off, and in his single-A debut, Heel makes the play. One pitch, one out in the seventh. Back to the top of the order. Riku Nishida getting his fifth plate appearance. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. Scored a couple runs. Riku struck out swinging his last time up. That's a bit of a rarity for Nishida, who came in today with 13 more walks than strikeouts. It was 59-46 on the ratio. Stepping in from the left side against Sanchez. Riku is late on a fastball. Strike one, 95 at the top of the zone. Nishida went pulling off and did so late. Outfield shades to the opposite way against Nishida, who does not pull on the air very often. Fastball outside, 1-1. And that's moved to an even more extreme degree with two strikes. Riku 287 on the year, has 31 RBIs in that leadoff spot. Fastball at the knees, a called strike two. About a ball off the corner. Good frame from Godman. 1-2 on Nishida. Sanchez looking to go two up, two down to start off the seventh. Wilbur Sanchez is on deck. He started off last inning at the plate. 1-2. Fastball, strike three. Nishida miles late on the heat. 95 up and out, and even though Riku was looking to go the opposite way, couldn't get the bat through the zone in time. Two strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds for Juan Sanchez, and here comes Wilbur Sanchez. His fifth plate appearance, he is also 1-for-3 with a walk. Two runs scored, two runs driven in. Been a great day for Sanchez in what's been the best offensive year of his career. Slider lofted into shallow center. Long run for Guanipa, but he's there. Shows off the speed. Dropped the ball on the transfer, but the inning was already over. A 1-2-3 seventh for Juan Sanchez. Good bounce back frame. And we move on to the eighth at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Carson Jacobs worked a hitless seventh inning with a walk and two strikeouts. He'll now see 8-9-1 in the top of the eighth. 13-2 cannonballers in the series opener. Cam McGee leads off 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. He takes a first pitch fastball outside. Jacobs has used that lengthy frame to get down the mound well, has very good extension from the right side, and two different breaking balls to show off. 1-0 to the lefty. McGee comes back to the middle. Cam lined out to shortstop in his first at-bat. Saw just one pitch in his second against Aldrin Batista. Got hit with a first-pitch slider. 1-1, and Cam is late on the off-speed. Sharp slider dropping back into the outside corner. Green Jackets 1 in the second, 1 in the sixth, but otherwise held quiet by the combination of Batista and Jacobs. Breaking ball popped up into right field. George Wilco coming in. Clears the space, makes the catch, and the leadoff man is retired for the second inning in a row. 0-for-2 day for McGee. Green Jackets have four hits and four errors with two runs to show. Kannapolis, 13 runs on nine hits, have not committed a defensive infraction. Jacob Godman, a fly out and a hit by pitch. Backstop back down to the nine spot today. Had been hitting sixth or seventh as of late. takes the first pitch off the inside corner. Fastball high and tight. Godman today means it likely will be Harry Owen behind the plate tomorrow. It's been an even split over the last few weeks. Godman muscles the fastball straight back to even the count. Both have produced better and better as of late offensively. Godman looking for his first hit of the day has already gotten on base once in two tries. Fastball up, ball two. Godman's got a six-game hit streak on the line in this at-bat. He has already extended his on-base streak to continue his career high, now up to 14 straight games. 2-1 fastball off the inside corner. Jacobs had the target down the middle from Pineda, and it forced the catcher to reach a bit further in. Godman ahead 3-1. Carson Jacobs looking to slot back into the zone. Right on right, the 3-1 pitch is on the outer half with the slider. Good breaking ball, a pitcher's pitch on a hitter's count. Nothing Godman could do with that. Luis Guanipa waits on deck. Payoff pitch, fastball, strike three. Godman tips the heater into the mitt. Third strikeout for Carson Jacobs. Struggle with his command some in the Arizona Complex League. He has walked a batter in both of his outings so far at this level, but the strikeouts more than make up for it. It's what you can live with a reliever. Two up, two down in the eighth. Luis Guanipa is 1-for-3 in his full season debut. Center fielder takes a fastball right around the knees for a called strike one. Guanipa, two lineouts to center field and a base hit. Everything's been back up the middle for the righty. 0-1, and he chases a slider. Those right-on-right breaking pitches are going to give him fits at times. Luis did have some swing and miss in his professional debut last year in the DSL. Cut down on that strikeout rate in his brief time in the Complex League this summer, but it's still somewhat there. 0-2, and Guanipa chases the slider. Four strikeouts in two hitless innings for Carson Jacobs. He's picking right up where Batista left off. And the Cannonball has come back for what could be their last at-bat of the night with an 11-run lead to hold tight.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
A third inning of action comes aboard for Juan Sanchez in his 11th appearance of the year. Sanchez trying to get through three and potentially back-to-back scoreless after a two-run sixth. Sanchez retiring the side in the seventh in quick succession. Sanchez's season-long is 3 1/3 innings. That came at the end of June against Charleston. So no stranger to a multi-inning outing. He'll go through Hernandez, Betancourt, and Pineda. Three straight righties hitting 3-4-5 in the order. Without the usual manager aboard, Kannapolis has not lost a step. First pitch slider to Arxi Hernandez misses down low. Mike Gellinger is in town, the Arizona Complex League bench coach, serving as the manager in place of Pat Leland, whose father Jim will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame up in Cooperstown in the coming days. Back-to-back misses low on Arxi Hernandez, who's 2-for-3. Couple doubles on the day. check swing on the low heat and confirmed to have not gone around. There's a righty throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers. No movement at the moment for the Green Jackets. It will be Sanchez all the way through. And Hernandez steps off, adjusting the elbow guard on the front arm. Carson Jacobs went two innings, four strikeouts, a walk, did not allow a hit. 3-0 from Sanchez on the inside corner. Fastball's been as high as 97-98 for Sanchez, but consistently sitting 94-95. Good velocity from the right side. 3-1 to Arxie Hernandez is plunked straight back. Green Jackets still officially TBD on who gets the ball tomorrow. Adele Delaney could be a logical choice, but you also have to stretch out how the back end of the rotation will look next week against Myrtle Beach. Payoff pitch, fastball, strike three. Hernandez swings through, falls down, and has to return sheepishly to the dugout. Hernandez all the way down to the grass on a mighty swing and miss. Third strikeout in two and a third for Juan Sanchez. Yonaker Betancourt checks in. He's 0 for 3. Does walk and score in the third. Popped up to first base his last time up. And it runs in and hits him. And Betancourt took a couple steps out towards Sanchez. More for his momentum than anything else, but that brought the home plate umpire Frank Jones out from the crouch in a hurry. Betancourt a few wry looks out at Sanchez. 11-run game, fastball that runs. Cooler heads will indicate that that was as far from intentional as you could possibly have. But it still doesn't feel great. And the next batter is Luis Pineda, who sees a slider inside. Betancourt on for the second time, despite being 0 for 3. Luis Pineda's 0 for 3 as well, struck out in each of his last two ABs. 1-0. Slider misses around the dome once again. So a lot of misses in a row now for Sanchez, all arm side. Wakes up the crowd just a little bit. Sanchez threw two and a third with a man at first and one out in the inning. 2-0 fastball. Pineda's late. Challenge heater on the inner half. Luis swinging long and swinging emptily. Red hot George Wilco's on deck. Again, Pineda's late on a high heater. Betancourt remains at first in his season debut with Kannapolis. Brought down from AA. Came down from Birmingham, 2-2. Fastball, called strike three looking. Pineda sees three straight heaters, challenging him with each one, and Sanchez gets his fourth strikeout. One away from tying his season high in punchouts in a game, George Wilco stands in his way. Wilco's 2-for-3 with four RBIs, a single, a double, a walk, and a strikeout. First pitch to the mighty lefty is a fastball on the inner half. Wilco got a 3-0 heater low and in and bruised a line drive into right for a base knock his last time up against Sanchez. 0-1, breaks the bat in on the hands, flailed out to shortstop, and Heel is there. Despite the hit by pitch, Sanchez works a scoreless and hitless eighth, and a new arm coming on to lock down this one-sided victory for Kannapolis.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
With a 13-2 lead comfortably in hand, Mike Gellinger will go to the bullpen and bring on Tyler Davis. Former Sam Houston State Bearcat will see Heel, Garcia, and Drake, 2-3-4 in the order, and Augusta's last gasp in the ninth. Heel's 2-for-2 with a sac fly and an RBI in his Green Jacket debut. Davis out of the stretch. First pitch slider at the top of the zone is called strike one. Good sweeping breaking ball for the former Pioneer League player who was signed out of the Indy Ball ranks from the Oakland Ballers by the White Sox. 0-1 to Heel. Breaking ball sharply hit on the ground to third. Hernandez to his left. Strong throw across the diamond and Heel is put away. Carson Jacobs goes two innings of relief, no hits, no runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. Good day for him. Davis looking for a little bit of a bounce back outing. ERA of 6 on the year in 12 innings, 15 hits, 9 runs, 8 earned, has 12 walks in 12 innings. Former two-way player at Sam Houston, was signed as a two-way by Oakland's new Indy Ball team, but mostly used as a pitcher, and that's where his future lies. Junior Garcia steps up from the left side. Takes a slider out. Garcia's 0-for-3. His last time up, he was stolen extra bases as Alvaro Aguero made a phenomenal diving catch on what turned into an 8-4-3 double play. 1-0 fastball at the knees. Garcia in right field today. The bat has been his play style. Slightly above the glove at this juncture. Davis evens the count 1-1. Slider, Garcia waving for strike two. He'll adjust the all-black helmet, looking for his first hit. Tyler, 25 years of age, so a veteran of the baseball. 5 years in school, a year in the Pioneer League. He's done this for a while. 1-2 against young Garcia, and he goes down swinging. Good run on the fastball at 95. Two up, two down for Davis. The bullpen has gone hitless through 2 2/3, and Isaiah Drake steps up representing the final shot. Drake's 0-for-3, struck out swinging his last time up against Carson Jacobs. Lefty against righty. First pitch from Davis is a slider low and away. Another 7 o'clock start tomorrow, then a 1:30 getaway day on Sunday. That'll be J.R. Ritchie making his second start, returning from Tommy John. 1-0 to Isaiah, fastball low and in. Green Jacket chances have been few and far between, and three double plays have certainly killed any rallies that have even begun to start. Davis out of the leg kick, misses inside with a fastball. Always the stretch for Davis, no deviation. He's behind 3-0 on Drake, who's looking to get on for the first time today. Will Verdung's on deck, had the solo shot back in the second. 3-0 to the left fielder, low with the slider. Four-pitch walk to Isaiah Drake. He draws the free pass and extends on for Verdung. Will's 1-for-3, and that solo shot was not a cheap one in the second. Front door breaking ball came in on a two-strike pitch from Aldrin Batista, and it left in a hurry, 391 feet down the left field line. Verdung takes a fastball out, five consecutive out of the zone for Davis, who despite the advanced age, especially for the single-A level, hasn't been a full-time pitcher for very long, so there's still some growing pains. 1-0 finds the outside corner. Verdung a little bit late getting the foot down as it was. Could do nothing but watch on the heat. Betancourt, the first baseman, nowhere near Drake, who's not looking to go. 1-1 fastball, struck straight back. Rudong down to his final strike. Davis looking to put the finishing touches on a big win for the Ballers. Fans that showed up have stuck around waiting the post-game fireworks. Few to come to their feet. 1-2. Fastball fouled away. Rudong eliminated the leg kick entirely on that swing, just whipping the quick hands through the zone and staying alive. Tyler Davis to the belt. Here he comes. Slider outside, 2-2. A walk and a strikeout against him through two-thirds. Continued the hitless bid amongst the relievers between himself and Carson Jacobs. Two-two to Will Verdung. Fastball popped away once more. This time Verdung had a little bit of a leg kick, and he took a mighty power swing. Was looking for the first multi-homer day of his career. Drake wandering back and forth off of first. Seventh pitch of the at-bat to Will Verdung. Fastball outside. Despite Pineda's best efforts, an egregious framing attempt from Pineda. There was nothing subtle about that one. Count's gone full as Verdung tries to keep it moving. Target low and away for Pineda. Slider hit well out to left center field. Nishida chasing back, so is Aguero, and it's over his head into the fence. Drake will score. Verdung stops at second, an RBI double. It's a multi-hit, multi-RBI day for Will Verdung, and the Green Jackets get on the board in the ninth. 24th RBI of the season for Will Verdung. Got a hanging slider, and once again, just launching it out to left center. Aguero got the beat on it, but it was over his head. 11th double of the year for Verdung, 13-3. Now Will at second for Cade Kern. Kern takes a fastball down the middle. Will Verdung looks rejuvenated by the four-day break. And that's a piece of your offense right in the middle of the order you'd love to see get back to the form he had in June, where he hit over 300 and reached base in every single game. That type of swing is one we saw a lot of in the previous month. 0-1 to Kern. He tips a chin-high fastball into the mitt. And now Kern's down to his final strike. Davis allowing the run in relief, but has a chance to lock this game up nevertheless. Kern widens out just a touch. Target is away. 0-2 fastball called. Strike three off the outside corner. Cade Kern goes down looking, and that's the ball game. Kannapolis uses a nine-run third inning and a couple additional in the fifth and sixth to storm over top of the Green Jackets and spoil the debuts of Guanipa Heal and Garcia. Three runs, five hits, four errors for the Green Jackets, leaving just three on base. Kannapolis scores 13 on nine hits without an error, leaving on five. They turn three double plays of their own. George Wolko was the key offensive piece among many producing individuals. Wolko goes 2-for-4 with four RBIs. Wilbur Sanchez, a couple RBIs. Arxie Hernandez, 2-for-4 with two driven in. Up and down the roster with all nine men having gotten on base. It was the kind of team win you dream of for Kannapolis. The win goes to Aldrin Batista. He's 8-4 on the season. Been in the rotation since the opening week. He's now 3-0 against the Green Jackets. Gutierrez takes the loss. He's 0-2 in a 10-run game. Of course, there were no saves. Augusta gets two of their three runs from Will Verdung. Verdung a solo shot in the second, an RBI double in the ninth. 2-for-4 day, two driven in, and he's the offensive bright spot. Rest of the offense combined for three. Two hits for John Heal, a lot of hard contact for Luis Guanipa, and Junior Garcia was denied what could have easily been two at not three bases. On a phenomenal play, Aguero shows off the defense. The Green Jackets do not. Tomorrow, Augusta will send a to-be-determined starter to the mound against Jake Peppers for a 7 o'clock start. Looking to bounce back tonight. Last time the Green Jackets had a loss of this magnitude against Fayetteville on Saturday, they came right back and won the next one. That's the beauty of baseball. You always get yourself another shot. And the Green Jackets will do just that tomorrow. Augusta gets the opportunity, and then it's J.R. Ritchie Day on Sunday. And if last week is any indication, that's always a fun one to watch. But for now, we will send it down on to the next one. Green Jackets fall 13-3 in the series opener. It went dead silent here at the ballpark. And that's all the quiet that we needed to know that our time was up. Green Jackets seed 9 in the third. The combination of Gutierrez and Shoemaker. Walk 6, give up 11, 8 of which were earned. Errors did not help. And the Green Jackets are not quite able to overcome that type of deficit. Kannapolis has now won 9 of 13 and the last 5 against Augusta. But that could all change tomorrow. Green Jackets will get their third look at Jake Peppers. In a ball game that went a total of 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a crowd of 2571 here at Atrium Health Ballpark, I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth, and we will bid you goodnight from the Green Jacket Radio Network. Guanipa, Heal, and Garcia make their debut. Verdung, the long ball, and some solid relief from Juan Sanchez at the back end. Those are your bright spots. The final score was not. Ballers by 10, and we will try it again tomorrow. We'll be live at 6:50 on the Tax Slayer pregame show. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do it again.